Hey guys, we are here again with Lee Pridgen, and he's got some interesting news, some social media news, some the amphitheater news, and then we were also going to talk about the recent tornadoes and how you were saying how Farm Bureau was just got out there quick. So which one do you want to start with?
Start off with the Farm Bureau Live. Of course, as we talked about last time, we have the exclusive naming rights to the previous Virginia Beach Amphitheater. Now it's Farm Bureau Live in Virginia Beach. If you become a member of Farm Bureau, it's $40 a year, but you also get 2 free lawn seats if you can sign up in time. And it's to certain shows. It's not to all the shows. Everybody wanted Jimmy Buffett tickets, but it's going to be concerts throughout the summer. And especially if you get on Facebook or you need to join Facebook or you already are a member of Facebook, if you go to the Farm Bureau Advantage like page and like them, throughout the summer they always give away free tickets, free lawn seats to the concerts. But we also do, if you're in Richmond or up in Richmond, the Richmond Squirrels.
Oh, wow. So you have both places.
We do. We have the Richmond Squirrels, and, of course, we have the Norfolk Tides. And there's also a bunch of free giveaways with that. So it's definitely worth going on to Facebook and click the like page. Number two, when you do that, they always give you up-to-date information on what's going on.
And you said recently there was a couple little glitches about the new programs, and some of the stuff was coming out on Facebook.
That's right.
To kind of let people know.
We sent out about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we have for our members, only the first 2,000 members that signed up, they got free two free lawn seats, which to limited concerts, and they would have the list, and they were going to put it out. It was supposed to come out this week. Everyone's codes came out. I think there's still some codes to be left where you can sign up for. But Live Nation is responsible for the website where you redeem the codes. They're working out some kinks, so it's taking a little bit of time. I was told this morning it should be in the next 48 hours. It's going to be operational, so everybody should be fine.
But they can find some of that stuff that's going on Facebook.
Exactly.
Stuff,
so, that's what I'm saying. That's the main thing.
Instead of calling you, right?
They call me, which is fine. I like to talk to people, so it's no big deal. But Facebook, it's on there. I think it's also, if you're a member of Twitter, you follow them on Twitter. They've also posted it on Twitter, so you know, and it's... You can't always call me at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, but you can go to that Farm Bureau page on Facebook, and it was updated last night about 8:15, 8:30. They sent out a post letting everybody know, your codes are out. We understand that there's a problem with the page. We're working on it. So,
isn't it amazing? Even the farmers have figured out Facebook and Twitter, huh?
It is amazing. it's definitely when, you know, my grandmother has a cell phone and text. You think to yourself, what we used to do 10 or 15 years ago, you had a pager and somebody uh-huh. would page you. You had to pull off the interstate and find a payphone, and you can't find a payphone nowadays.
No, you can't. I mean, and if you do, it's ridiculously expensive. You might as well have a prepaid phone then.
That's right. So it's definitely a lot easier, and it helps with insurance to have the different outlooks and the different ways you can contact me. You can email me, Facebook, Twitter.
Well, especially because it's not an emergency. You know, it's you know, what's going on with some of the benefits and stuff. So, you know, that way it's real time. You can get it when you want it instead of having to wait for either for you to call the person back or business hours, you know. So
that's correct.
It's good to see y'all are using that avenue.
And, of course, one thing is, of course, with the Farm Bureau Live and with our name and rights, it is our name, but we don't sell tickets. And people call, so, well, can I get tickets to this? So we, of course, direct them to the Farm Bureau website or Farm Bureau Live website. When Jimmy Buffett came on sale, or supposed to come on sale at 10 o'clock, they had a little bit of an issue, and it took about 15 minutes for people to go online. My phone started ringing. So it's not working, and we had nothing to do with that. It wasn't us. It was Live Nation. But they got it taken care of. Everybody got their tickets, and it did sell out. It took about 15 minutes for Jimmy Buffett to sell out.
Wow.
And in the newspaper Sunday, it did say there's going to be no tailgating allowed at the amphitheater. And, of course,
wow.
Some people are a little, but that's not... Farm Bureau has nothing to do with that. That is the amphitheater itself.
Their policy. So don't call you and get upset, right?
Yeah, because I've got tickets and I would like to be out there tailgating too, so it's not...
I think people are going to be in their cars tailgating then.
I do, and that's what people don't understand. I think the past couple of years of the concerts I've been to, you still see people out there having fun, listening to music, and they're not causing a scene, so it's really not that bad.
Yeah. So with the $40 member benefit policy type thing, so do you have to have a policy with Farm Bureau to pay the $40 and be a member?
No, you can just become. You can go to the Farm Bureau Advantage website. You can become a member and you pay the $40. They'll give you your member number is what it'll be, and it takes about 24 hours.
So it's almost like a discount program for somebody, but that membership is actually helping lobbyists and farmers. And so it's a little bit of a give back, but it's also like a discount program for other services.
Exactly.
Through the Farm Bureau relationship.
And not only are there going to be, you know, discounts for tickets all summer, and if you think about it, you sign up, you pay $40. If you get a couple tickets throughout the summer.
And lawn seats.
And lawn seats, because you get the chairs for free. I mean, that saves you $40 or $50 just by having the membership. You also get discounts at Avis and Budget. There's a lot of hotels you can get up to 10 to 20% off. So it's definitely an advantage. And in this area with the amphitheater, it's great.
Yeah. Well, and also having the other amphitheater up in Richmond.
Yeah, for the for the tickets for the baseball game.
Definitely, we'll probably find more than $40 worth of value.
Exactly.
And you're giving back.
That's right. And that's what people don't think about. It's, you know, in the urban area we are, you know, we still protect the farmers. We're still trying to help them out. And that's something people really need to look at.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about basically the recent weather tragedies. You were, the company had been experiencing, or at least clients were talking about, the level of customer service and the care and how quick Farm Bureau was to expedite claims and get things taken care of for people.
That's right. And that's one thing, of course, Virginia Farm Bureau, we're in Virginia. That's, you know, we're a mutual company. We're in Virginia alone. And with the recent tornadoes they had in Gloucester, that happened on a Saturday evening. People kind of forget it was Saturday about 6:30, 7 o'clock. And Sunday morning, we had claims adjusters out there. And the agents were in the office. And the agents that they knew certain areas that had been hit, they got in their cars. They drove to those areas to see who it was, to see how their properties were, to see their customers. There was a couple instances where our claims adjusters had been out there on Sunday or Monday. They had started repairing the house or getting it patched up. And you would have neighbors that had different insurance companies that had not heard back.
Wow.
And they hadn't even gotten in the area. And that's one of the biggest advantages we have. And that's one of the top things with Virginia Farm Bureau is our claim service. We have one of the top claim service, if not the top, in the state of Virginia. If you file a claim, usually within 4 hours, you're going to speak to a person on the phone that's in your area. You're not going to speak to someone that's in a different state. You're going to talk to a real life person. That definitely, there was a couple where I've talked to other agents where in the smaller towns, they were in the stores, the country stores, and these people had Farm Bureau, and they're talking about, hey, my guy's been out there. He's talked to me. He brought me some blankets. Mm-hmm. I didn't have anything.
Yeah, there isn't all this, we'll go to the website and fill out this form and we'll get back to you as soon as you can, and or the phone trees. And
that's right. And, that's an advantage we have, and that's what people like. It's definitely, it makes me feel proud to be an agent and being employed with Farm Bureau.
Well, you know, I have all my policies with you. I'm thankful that I haven't had to have a claim, but I'm glad to know that if we did ever have to file a claim, the personal relationship that I've built with you and then knowing what Farm Bureau stands for definitely gives me peace of mind.
Oh, yeah. And it's any office. If I'm your agent and you have an issue and for some reason we don't have power in Virginia Beach, you can call another office in the state of Virginia. They're just going to be just as friendly as we are. They're going to go out of their way to help you because they understand the situations. What people don't, when those tornadoes came, you know, some people didn't have cell phones. Some people couldn't find them. Our agents understand that. We understand that we were out in the field.
Yeah, they were hitting the addresses that they knew had Farm Bureau coverage.
Yeah, they had seen it on a wavy TV 10. They'd seen the helicopter fly over. They said, well, we need to, and they were out there in person to say, hey, you know, they had to find a hotel room for these people. So that's what we do. That's one of the advantages of being Virginia or being a member of Virginia Farm Bureau, mm-hmm. or having your policies with Farm Bureau. You're always going to speak to a person. If you have a problem, you come into the office. There's an agent there to help you. We're not competing against each other.
Right.
So any office you go to, they're going to help you.
Well, okay. Tell us the types of coverage that people can look for through Farm Bureau. Obviously, all the major things like car, homeowners. But what else? What other types of things can you help somebody with?
We do, of course, homeowners, auto policies, general liability policies. We do business policies. Of course, we have life insurance. There's, you know, endorsements for jewelry. We can do all. We have inland marine policies. We can insure boats. There's a lot of stuff that we can do.
Mm-hmm. So when people think Farm Bureau, it's not just land and farmers.
Exactly.
It's truly almost any kind of insurance need you know, you guys can cover, and then I'm sure there's probably some uniquenesses, but, you know, just call you and ask,
right.
Hey, do you guys cover this, or what's the policy?
That's
for
right.
It?
There is some unique things. We do have a brokerage department for some things that I personally cannot write. We have a brokerage
which you've
department.
Helped me with.
I can help you with it, that we can get it. I mean, there's just, you know, in this area, there's in the ocean front. We can't write on the ocean front, but I can have I have a brokerage department where I am able to insure a home at the ocean front or try to insure it at the ocean front. A lot of other insurance companies are trying to back away from Virginia. They're worried about the coastal here. They're worried about the coast. But the biggest claims we've had now is the tornado, and we were very fortunate it did not hit here.
Yeah.
But like you said, we're not just farmers. We just don't insure farms. That's how we started. And now we've branched out, or we've been branched out, to help other people. That used to be our motto, was helping you is what we do best.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true to this day.
You guys also, and we've talked about this in the past, if somebody hasn't gone back and listened to the older ones, but you guys also are working with the Farmers Market.
That's right.
There's a what is that program called?
We have the Save Our Food campaign.
Save Our Food campaign.
We're still doing that. And of course, like we've talked before in previous interviews, have your insurance reviewed.
Yeah.
That's what people just don't, they don't think about it, especially with homeowners in today's market. You know, the values of homes are dropping. People aren't looking at their homeowners insurance. Rates could be going up, but they don't pay attention because the first thing they get from insurance company when they get a renewal, this is not a bill because your mortgage company looks at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's 10 or 15 years old, you've done some updates in your house, hardwood floors, granite countertops. You need to make your agent aware of it. You just don't think about it. If something were to happen to your house and you've put a lot of money back into it, you're not going to get it back out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that people just don't think about. And you can, you know, and review your insurance. It doesn't take long. It's not a 4 or 5 hour process.
For some of it, it might be.
It could be. If you have enough policies, it could be.
How many do I have with you? Like 7, 8,
you do.
9?
You do. But, and of course, and everybody knows with me, and with, you can always call me. I have people call me on Saturday nights, and I have my cell phone number on my business card, which I've always thought is an advantage.
Now, for the sake of your family, people, don't assume that he's going to be able to answer his phone.
But most of the time, I will answer the phone. If I don't, if you leave a message, I will call you back, and I'll try to call you back that night.
And he's great at text replies.
Yeah, you text me, I'll text you back. But the reason I do that is because I know if I was in a situation like that, if I wasn't with Farm Bureau, If I didn't work for Farm Bureau, I should say, if something were to happen on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock, personally, because I would rather call my agent, send him a text message, mm-hmm. instead of calling an 800 number, and you talk to someone that doesn't really, they don't understand your situation. You know, they're not here, so they don't understand that a storm has come through.
Right.
You know, what do I do? People don't think about that when they have a storm, and we've talked about this. Put your stuff into one place, in a safety deposit box, in a bank if you want to. Have a fireproof, waterproof safe. Have it all together just in case something happens. You can say, Lee, I know where it is. It's in the closet. If something's happened to the house, you can get to it. But if you call me, if I have to, I'll go to the office. You have the information. So
Right. We
can do that. That's something that, to me, has always been very important. I like the personal service. I've always liked the personal service. And I've gone to places and I shop at places that might not be the cheapest, but it's the service always brings you back. If you might save me $200 or $300, but if they're rude to you and they act like they're bothering you, are they going to be there when I really need them?
Well, you know, there's a difference between, you know, that's why some people shop at Nordstrom's. You know, they know they're paying more, but they also know that there is such great level of service. That they, you know, they take care of their products. They'll be there for the customer if something goes wrong. And, you know, so, I mean, just with everything, you do get what you pay for. Maybe not in every instance, but I personally chose to go insurance shopping a couple of years ago because I had a State Farm agent that I had for several years, and I never once heard from the person. I never once saw them come to my house. I called the staff and I said, look, you know, I need to know, why should I stay with you? What are you doing for me that this other company can't? And, interesting enough, the staff just got silent. They couldn't answer the relationship They couldn't give me the benefit of staying with that State Farm agent. And, you know, I can honestly say that I know that I can pick up the phone and call you. I know that I can say, hey, Lee, I got a question or a problem, whether it be through email, Facebook, texting, or phone call.
That's right. And you've done.
You always respond.
That's right.
That's a good feeling to know that you'll be there.
And another thing we do is we do health insurance. I personally do not do it, but we have Kathy. She's in my office. And to be honest, she's great. I mean, I'll be the first to tell you, she is, I'm not saying that because I work with her, but I hear her talking to customers or hear her talking to clients that come in, and she truly has their best interest in her, mm-hmm. at heart. And they'll call her and they're upset, and she can talk them through it, tell them exactly what's going on. And that's something with health insurance right now that people don't have. You're not calling an 800 number. You're calling Kathy, and she's great. She is, right. I mean, she is, I love her to death. She is awesome at what she does. She goes out of her way, and she is looking out for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a major thing. And, of course, with Anthem right now in this area.
Yeah, they stopped CHKD service.
With CHKD, they were, you know, June 1st was supposed to be the date, and they've extended it 2 weeks. I have a young son. My wife was very vigilant in trying to figure out what pediatric needs she wanted to use, what pediatrician we used. Tidewater Children's Associates, CHKD, they're great. And I honestly would hate to have to not be able to use them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something people don't think about. Kathy understands that. And she tells people up front, this is what's going on. You know, and of course, we sell Anthem, but we don't have any say in that. That's
right.
That's business to business. We just sell the product. But Kathy lets people be aware of it.
Well, and that's, you know, being a customer service based industry, and these are choices that people only make two or three times in their life. It's not like trying to decide where to go to dinner.
That's
you know,
right.
These are huge, potentially huge decision making tools, you know, and picking the right thing is going to be crucial to not only today, but your future. And if you don't really have somebody that's sitting there with you saying, I really do care that you're getting the best product, you feel that. I mean, I've been in sales situations where I know it's just about getting my signature. It's really not about asking me the right amount of questions so that they can just define what policy works best for me. You know, when I work with my clients, it's a lot of questions. I'm constantly asking more and more questions so that we can make sure that they're getting the right product. And, you know, just knowing that Kathy and you and the people at Farm Bureau will ask enough questions so that person gets the right product.
That's right. It's just when we talk about auto insurance before, the minimum liability limits. You know, that's what some people have, but they don't think about it with the price of cars nowadays out on the street. If you get an accident, I mean, it could ruin you.
Mm-hmm.
And it could ruin you if you're 21, 22 years old. It could ruin you for the rest of your life.
Right.
And so that's something that people, you need to look at your liability limits, just like with your coverage for your home.
Well, and understand what they mean.
Exactly.
Just understand
that's right. Instead of calling, you know, an 800 number to get a quote on auto insurance and
looking for the cheapest policy and not realizing what you're
buying.
That's
right. And hopefully you never have to have a claim or call them. And then all of a sudden you're waiting for a phone call back or you're on hold for 10 minutes and stuff. And I've had people that have been in accidents that have, they called me. They called my cell phone. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, six Cleads ran into the back of somebody. What do? We walk
scream.
Through. I know. So it's just, but they feel more comfortable doing that. And that's what it boils down to. They would much rather call me.
Yeah, it is nice to have personal relationships. So, well, Lee, thank you very much. I mean, I know that we kind of went back on some of the stuff that we've done in the past, but these are ongoing topics that people need to be aware of. They're benefits that they can get by using you and using your company. They don't have to have a policy to have the Farm Bureau $40 membership, that they can take clear advantage of tons of things. And then, of course, finding you guys through social media, Facebook and Twitter. All they have to do is Google, you know, Twitter Farm Bureau, and the links will come up. So it's really easy to find. So, well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
And we look forward to hearing new things in the next couple weeks that might be happening with Live Nation, Farm Bureau Amphitheater, and just any other changes in the policies we need to be aware of.
Yes, ma'am.